This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is denying Russia's claim of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as he wrapped up a surprise appearance at the Group of Seven summit in Japan. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday likened the destruction of Hiroshima during World War II to the devastation seen in Ukraine's Bakhmut. He had earlier, alongside U.S. President Joe Biden, lamented the tragedy that had unfolded.
For today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So, just drowned and a lot of dead Russians.
During that meeting, Biden announced a $375 million package of military aid, including artillery and armored vehicles for Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Greece's ruling New Democracy Party stormed to a cruising victory in parliamentary elections on Sunday, but fell just short of the threshold needed to form a government on its own, making a runoff election in a month more likely. With most votes counted, conservative New Democracy took a commanding lead of about 41%, more than 20 points ahead of the next party. Greece's interior ministry projected New Democracy could win 145 seats in parliament, six short of an absolute majority. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni pledged to support the recovery of flood-hit areas of northern Italy on Sunday after returning early from the G7 summit in Japan to see the damage firsthand. She went inside people's homes with rubber boots and lamps to inspect the damage in the region where floods have killed 14 people and caused damage estimated at billions of dollars. This is VOA News. Italy's most active volcano, Mount Etna, is erupting. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The famously lively volcano spewed ash over Catania, eastern Sicily's largest city. Italian experts noted that cloud cover on a rainy day was impeding views of the eruption, which often serves up a spectacular display of flaming lava. They also said that ash had fallen on Catania and at least one town on Mount Etna's inhabited slopes. Although no injuries were reported, flight operations were temporarily suspended at Catania Airport due to ashfall. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, and Republican House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet to discuss the country's budget on Monday ahead of the June 1st deadline. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
It's time for Republicans to accept that there is no bipartisan deal to be made solely on their partisan terms.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday called Republicans' latest offers in the debt ceiling negotiations unacceptable, telling reporters at a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan, that he would speak with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on his way home from the G7 summit. Biden also said he believed he had the authority to invoke the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to raise the debt ceiling without Congress, but said there was little time to test that legal theory.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. El Salvador's government said Sunday at least 12 people are dead and others injured after a stampede broke out at a stadium in the Central American country on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Alianza FC and Club Deportivo FAS were playing the second leg of their playoff quarterfinal game at the Cuscatlan Stadium in the capital, San Salvador, when play was suspended after a stampede broke out in the general section. Cuscatlan can hold more than 44,000 fans, making it one of the largest stadiums in Central America. Government Minister Juan Carlos Bidegain said the stadium turned into a battlefield.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Meanwhile, gunmen in Ecuador opened fire in a restaurant in a beach town popular with tourists, killing at least six people and wounding six more, prosecutors said Sunday. The attack happened Saturday night in a busy nightlife area on the Pacific coast, the prosecutor's office said on Twitter. Located between Colombia and Peru, the world's top producers of cocaine, Ecuador's weathering the biggest surge in crime in its recent history. I'm Joe Ramsey.